Dova b'itoy ma toiv. Shlomo HaMelech said, a timely matter is very good to talk about. Today we're going to discuss something. It's a very yisoidis dikah hashkafas achayim that always needs chizuk. But especially in the times that we're living today, we really need tremendous chizuk in this inyan. All these parshiyas that we're learning now are all parshiyas of the making of Klal Yisrael. In the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when the pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov in Beersheva, Vayifka b'mokom v'yolon sham, v'yachaloyim v'hinei sulam mutzav arzav v'reisha magia shemayim. We all know Yaakov Avinu lay down over there, and he had this dream. Like the Arachayim HaKadosh says, it was a nevuah mamish. It was a tremendous revelation that the Rebbeinu Shem gave him. And if you read all the psukim there, Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak, Ha'aretz Sha'at Hashoichev Aleha L'cha Atenel Zarecha, V'hoya Zarecha Kaf Ha'aretz, the whole arichos of a nevuah that the Rebbeinu Shem gave him. But the beginning of the nevuah is not clear what happened. Hinei Sulo Mutzav Arza V'roisha Magia Shemaima. What was that coming? What message was being given over to Yaakov Avinu at that time? He saw a ladder and he saw Malachim going up and down. What's going on? And also, like Mefarshim ask, why is it Malachim Elokim Oilim and then Yardim? Malachim come from up there. They first come down, then they go up. Why is the Pasuk saying the Malachim are going up? So Rashi learns b'derech pshat that there was the Malchei Eretz Yisrael going up from here because they can't go to Chutz La'aretz, which is a derech pshat, but it doesn't really give over the message of what was the nevuah. The Rebbeinu Shlom was giving a nevuah to Yaakov Avinu, and there was a destiny of Klal Yisrael being told over here in this nevuah. What was the nevuah about the Sula Mutzav Arza v'Roisha Magia Shemaima? Reb Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChayim brings down a life-transforming explanation for this pasuk. It's in Shar Aleph Perik Yotes, where Reb Chaim Volozhin explains Inyin Mare Hasula Mutzav Arza, the Inyin of what this ladder is, that's Mutzav Arza. It's standing on the ground. So says of Chaim Volozhin, first of all, Lo Oma Mutzav Ba'aretz. It doesn't say it's standing Ba'aretz, but rather it says Mutzav Arza. What does that mean? It should say Mutzav Ba'aretz. Mutzav Arza? Pirush La'aretz? The ladder is La'aretz? Zok of Chaim Volozhin, Mashmoi. The message and the mashmoyus of what was being given over is Sheroishoi Iker Shoroshoi Bashamay Mimal. The Rebbeinu Shem was showing him the Iker ladder is really in Shemayim. Umishom hu mishtal shel v'yoyid ala oretz. And the ladder comes down all the way from there, all the way down. Mutzav Arza means lo oretz. It comes down all the way to the oretz. V'hu ha-nishmas chayim shel ha-adam. What the Rebbeinu Shlom was messaging him was, he was telling him, that this is the neshama of a yid. This is what Klal Yisrael is. Every yid has a neshama. Shen mis'atzeles kaviyochol. It's coming down, minishimas piv yisborach, from the Rebbeinu Shlom's breath. Like the pasuk says, v'yipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom blew into him a neshama. And the famous Zohar HaKadosh is Man Dinofich Midilei Nofach. When you blow, it's from yourself coming out, you're blowing out. And therefore, says the Zohar HaKadosh, if the Rebbeinu Shem blows a neshama into you, that means you have a chelik elokai mimal, a chelik of Hashem inside you. And a melo says Reb Chaim Volozhin, this is the nishmas chayim that comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom's breath. Umishom mishtashelas kesulam. It comes down like a ladder, v'shalshelos, like a chain, all the way from Shemayim, all the way down, la'aretz, artsa, mutzav artsa means towards the aretz, comes all the way down here to us, ad ridita lazeh oilam b'guf ha'adam, until it comes into the guf of every one of us. And the male zakav chayim v'lozhin, the message that the Rabban Yishlom was giving over to Yaakov Avinu was, He ha-nefesh ha-chaya shal-ho-ilomois va-koichos. The Rabban Yishlom was letting Yaakov Avinu know that every yid, every single one of us that carry a neshama, we are the nefesh chaya, the living spirit of all the ilomois, all the worlds, and all the koichos, and all hashpa that we find in this world comes from us. Every yid individually, shekol aliyosam v'ridosam, all aliyas and yiridas, all hashpa toiva and hashpa ra, everything, kol sidrei hanhogosam kol rega, the seid of anhoga of every moment of this world, toli rak kefi nitias maseho, it's according to the actions of every person who carries a neshama. You with your neshama, you know, if you have a long rope, you have to imagine to yourself a very long rope, let's say for 3 stories high, someone from the third floor is hanging out a rope. You make a little movement on the bottom of the rope, and it makes vibrations all the way up the whole rope. You move it a drop at the bottom. That, says Reb Chaim V'lozhin, is our neshama. When we do anything down here, whatever action, b'chol rega, every moment, any maisa, any dibur, any machshava, he says, whatever it is, the gufa adam, the gufa adam does kol rega, and it makes repercussions, and it makes vibrations, and that's what affects all the lamais. That all the hashpa that the Rebbe Hashem could send down, it begins over here from the adam. It's oilim v'yordim. It comes from us down here, and it's oil to shemayim, and the Rebbe Hashem sends the hashpois. That's the Tyrus Adam. Every Adam carries this Tyrus Adam. This is defines you. That first, whatever you do, it goes up to Shemayim, the Rabbi Shalom then showers down. Those Nimshachim, the Iris, come back, Lamata, afterwards as repercussions, and all the Hashpois come down. Which means, Rabbi Chaim V'lozhin is telling us what Yaakov Avinu was told. Is that every yid, because you have a neshama, you're directly connected to Hashem, you have a chelik of Hashem inside you, and in Mela, you affect everything that goes on in the entire Bria. You know, it's so ironic. You know, the Goyim, anytime something happens in the world, the Goyim right away blame the Jews. That's the nature of all the anti-Semites. They're always blaming the Jews. It's always the Jews' fault. And at times, it's so outrageous, their cheshbonus of why it's the Jews' fault. The Great Depression, Echveis, whatever you want to blame, everything's always the Jews' fault. But in truth, they're right. The Yidden control the whole world. And anything that happens in the Welt, anything that's going to happen in the world, really, the Ashbor Rav that made something happen, it's also from the Yidden. Because everything that goes on really is from the Jews. So they're not wrong. They don't want to admit this part because they don't want to realize that we control the whole world. But they just want to blame the Jews. But upon them, it's very ironic because they really are right. And the emesis, the Kli Yokar, on this pasuk in Parashas Vayetze, really hints to the same ideas of Chaim V'lozhin. The Kli Yokar, in few words, says, Dover Acher, the pshat of this ladder, from there, means the yid, all hashpa from the whole world comes from. The tachtoinim, us, the people with the neshama dekayidim, we go ahead and make the gvura, that the Rebbeinu Shel Kaviyachol go ahead and bring down whatever he brings down to this world. That's the pasuk of Tnu Oiz Lelekim. Give strength to Hashem. Whenever Kal Yisrael needs Hashpois Toivus, we need bracha in the world. The pasuk says, "Tnu oiz l'kim." Give Hashem strength that He could do it. What does that mean? Because you carry a neshama. If you, the more we do the right thing, and this is negiah 24/7, every moment of our day, whatever you're doing, you're sitting in a shir. Even when you're sitting in a shir, if you're doing the right thing, that itself is ashpah toiva. Every moment of your day, you're sitting by the lunchroom, by lunch, you're sitting with your roommates. Whatever you're doing throughout the day, when you're doing the right thing, dibur, maisa, machshava, you affect olamos. You bring down ashpah. Hazoi Zokov Chaim Volozhin is the message of this Sulam Mutzav Arza. And the emesis I saw from Tzadik HaKoyin, you know, the famous pasuk, Vayigbal Liboy Bedarkei Hashem, a pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, that a person has to have a Vayigbal Liboy. Chaim Berlin, they very much, they bring this out, Vayigbal Liboy Bedarkei Hashem, the Gaiva de Kedusha, that the pasuk is mechayiv us to have some level of Gaiva when it comes to Kedusha. When it comes to Ruchnius, we have to have a Gaiva. So over there, Tzadik HaKoyin explains, Shrichim Gavos Halev. A person needs to have some level of a gaiva in his heart. Leida in knowing Al Yidei Puloisa, because to know that every act I do, Poyel Bechol Olamos. Person has to get that in his head to realize every act that I do, whether I like it or not, even if you want to, you know, opt out. I don't Rabbi Shalom, I'd rather just live my life as a Yid. I really want to opt out in being so controlling of the whole world. It's not one of the choices you have in life. This is the metzias, the reality. If you have a neshama, you make an effect. That's the reality. And a male, a person has to have a gaiva de kedusha, vayigba liboy, to know that every act I do, every motion and pool that I do, I'm poyel b'chol olamos. Val yidei zeh hoyluch darchei Hashem. And that's the way to go, B'darchei Hashem, if you always have this thought in your mind, realizing how what a difference you're making. You know, I saw a letter from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes writes, this is the kitzur, a little bit of the letter that he wrote. He says, Da Achi, you should know, my dear brother, Ki kol ma shenidme la'adam, even though in your mind you sometimes think, Ki meruchaku, I'm so distant from Hashem, and any yochel or geshes, I really can't come close l'dvar mitzvah to get close to learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, all ruchnius. I feel so removed. Hu sheke muchlot. This is 100% lie, says the Sfas Emes. Belisa fiklal, very strong lashon that without any doubt whatsoever, it's a fat lie, as they say. V'hamin li mevirim, believe me. The smallest person in Klal Yisrael, oisa mitzvah, when he does a mitzvah kipshutai, he just does his mitzvah, but he was baranu, he's created with an neshama tahira. He has an neshama inside him. What he does makes a tremendous difference. As removed as you feel and as distant as you feel, says the Sfas Emes, the very bekits in those few lines, how he's bringing out, we have to believe 100%. Even if I don't feel connected, if I have an neshama, which I do, I am connected and I make a difference. And in Mela, this is a thought that we have to have 24/7. It could transform your life. The more you realize, this is what defines a Yid. A Yid is a neshama dika person. We are neshama dika people. And that's what makes who we are. You know, in the first bracha that we really say every morning, Birchas HaShachar, is really a bracha about this. The first bracha we really make is the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shlo Yosani Goy. That's really the first bracha. Because Shenosan Asech Vivina is just a bracha thanking Hashem that I recognize and wake up in the morning. I know it's morning, I wake up in the morning. It's really a bracha about recognizing the start of the day. So the first bracha that we're actually thanking Hashem after we woke up is shaloi osani goy, that you didn't make me a goy. Now I remember my early years, I used to always daven v'sikin. So for years I was davening v'sikin in the BMG minyan, and there was an elder yid there, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, he's not alive anymore, but a chash of a yid who, when he used to make the bracha, shaloi osani goy, he used to make it with feeling of mamash, a recognition, what it means that I'm a yid and I'm not a goy, like with the disgusting a goy. And he used to always say the bracha like that. Right? I used to hear him say brachas. Baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech ha'olam shaloi osani goy. And he used to say it with that feeling, like, I don't want to be a goy. This is how the emotions he used to use when he made a bracha. You have to have appreciation for being a yid. And specifically, because you have a neshama. And a neshama is a direct connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a chelik elokai mimal inside you. And this is something we have to constantly be mechazik. You know, I remember I was in Zaycha. When I was growing up, this idea was very foreign from my mind. I didn't really have appreciation for this at all. You know, I was growing up, when I went to elementary school, when I went to high school, I used to travel the city bus. And in Flatbush, we got on the bus, whether it was going down Coney Island all the way down to go to the Miri Yeshiva, or when I had to take all the way down the B9, I think it was called, all the way to Borough Park to go to school, whatever it was, I used to ride the bus, the city bus, with a bunch of goyim. There was Catholics, there was Christians, everybody sitting next to each other. It was like, mom, there's one big happy family on the city bus. And in my mind, this is how we were brought up. Like, I'm Jewish, you're Christian, you're Catholic, everybody has their own religion, and it's all fine. There wasn't the appreciation that you're a yid. You have a neshama. The whole Bochar Bonu Mikola Amin wasn't as clear in those days of the upbringing. It was, you know, all of us together, everybody's entitled to have their religion, and we're punk Jewish and you're punk Catholic. That's how it felt like. And this is just because, you know, we were so exposed in riding the buses and just being with all these people. But we have to realize, being a yid is not just having another religion. That's not what it's about. You know, there's a tremendous rise in anti-Semitism today, ever since the Gaza war began in October. Some reports are saying it's a 320% rise, and it's going on all over. In Germany, Rahman al-Utslan, there's so many different attacks happening. In Montreal, there was tremendous attacks that they're really suffering. And even here on the US, in the US, on our soil here, there's a lot of attacks. I know in Flatbush, they keep having tremendous attacks going on. But besides all the attacks in Flatbush, on the college campuses, they say it's impossible to live. Literally, the Jews on the college campuses are being really threatened. They say the teachers can't even come into school to teach in the colleges if they're Jewish teachers. They're threatened. What's our response as Yidden? What are we supposed to feel? And the answer is, a Yid has to have a response and feel, Ashreinu matoyiv chalkeinu, umanoyim goyraleinu, umayofa yirushaseinu. Every Yid has to feel a pride, they call it Jewish pride. You have to be so happy that you're a Yid. You have a neshama. You're so connected. It's bochar bonu mikol amim. You have to realize who you are and feel so good about who you are. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. You're Hashem's children. You know, in davening, although we know Hashem is the Melech HaKol Haaretz, but we keep stressing in davening. I noticed this morning, it's almost like over a dozen times, we call the Rabbeinu Shel Olam our God. We say, Elokei Yaakov. Yaakov refers to Klal Yisrael. Nusach Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi. The Kel of Yaakov. Klal Yisrael's Hashem. in davening, obviously, we're trying to give over this message to every Yid, to realize the personal relationship you have with Hashem. You're my children. You have a chelik of me inside you. Your neshama that you carry, you're directly connected. And a Yid has to feel what it means to be a Yid. A Yid has to feel that pride that you're carrying a neshama. And this is what we talk about in davening, how the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the Shema Yisrael. He's the Shema Goy Echad. He's the Shema Goy Kadosh. He's personal to us. That's our relationship with Hashem. A Yid with a neshama. It's like it's brought down in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Mishpatim. Over there, a Moir Dikur Zohar that says, the same way there's a din, Ke Mishpat HaBonois Yasa Lo, the Pasuk says, Kedina Da'aba Ovid Librate Iyu Chaviva Lagabei. Like a father's relationship with his beloved daughter is how Hashem deals with us. Kederach Sha'av Oisalabitoi She Chaviva Etzloi. A father who has a daughter that he loves. Noshik Lo V'gofif Lo. He hugs her and he kisses her. V'noisin Lo Matonois. Kach Kutra Brichu. The Rabbeinu Shalom with us. Ovid l'nishmasa, he does for every neshama, b'chol yoyim, every day. Like k'mishpat habonois, k'maisa av l'bitoi. And the Rabbeinu Shalom, who loves us so much, is giving us presents. Matonois, says the Zohar HaKadosh. Every year we live with presents from the Rabbeinu Shalom, because he loves us. You know, we say in davening, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaGoyimel Chasodim Toivim La'amo Yisrael. I always wonder what that meant. He's Goyimel Chasodim Toivim Teklal Yisrael. What specifically that he gives Chesed Toiv, Chasodim Toivim Teklal Yisrael? It could be it's Negei at this point. This Zohar HaKadosh. That the Rabbeinu Shalom is giving Amo Yisrael Matonics, like it says here. He gives presents to every person, every neshama. That's Goyimel Chasodim Toivim La'amo Yisrael Ta'yid. You know, like we say Friday night also, we describe Klal Yisrael in a very fascinating way. We say, La'am midushnei oinig, the nation that's saturated with delight, as they translate in Art Scroll. Midushnei oinig means you're saturated with delights. You know what that means? That the British showers us and stuffs us with good things. We're a nation that's saturated with delights. Chasadim toivim, matonois. That's what a Yid is. Because you're a chelik of Bari Olam. This gevaldik a secret. I believe even the Goyim deep down realize it and know it. And what do I mean by that? Baruch Hashem, we all know in the war with Gaza, they started releasing some hostages. And Baruch Hashem, over 50 hostages already came back. They made a tremendous deal of exchange to stop fighting for a couple of days, for 5 days, and you'll return 50 hostages. And Israel, besides stopping the fight, have to give back Palestinian prisoners. Now, the deal that they made is mamish mind-boggling. What they make up? The Israel's returning 150 Palestinians, and they're giving them 50 hostages. 150 for 50? Doesn't make any sense. And this is the deal that was set up. I even heard a reporter, this I heard live, a reporter asked one of the Israeli officials, I don't understand you guys. How do you have a right to belittle the lives of Arabs? You're taking one Jew back and giving three Arabs? You're belittling their lives. You take one Jew for three Arabs? This is what the reporter innocently asked the Israeli official. So the Israeli official answered, and he's like almost said, like, you lunatic, literally. I mean, if they would be willing to do one for one, we'd do it. What do you think? Would we be offering to give three for one? Would that dumb? Of course not. This is the deal that they're giving into. This was the conversation that the Israeli official responded to the reporter. The point being is that I don't understand. So how do the mediators and all the government officials from all over the world internationally who are orchestrating between the Israelis and the Arabs to make this deal, how do they allow 150 Palestinians for 50 Jews? Could you explain that to me? How are they allowing such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. And these 150 Palestinians, if they realize, half of them are convicted on attempted murder. They were caught being part of terrorist attacks. So we're giving back people that, if anything, if you get back one of those type of guys, you should give us 5 Jews for that. But no, we're giving 150 Palestinians back who are all convicted for who knows what, terrible people, not innocent civilians, and we get back only 50 of them. You know what the answer is? How's the world accepting this? Why is this called fear? There's one answer. Every guy knows that yes, the Jew is worth a bunch of goyim. A yid carries a neshama. And no one's questioning it. Nobody, everybody understands this is a fair deal. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But the answer is they look at it as fear for one simple reason. They realize the value of a yid. And we have to realize our value. This is what's going on in the world today. Even the goyim realize a yid's value. So every single one of you as a yid have to realize your value. What it means to have a neshama. What it means to be connected to Hashem. What it means to be banim atem, Hashem's children. What it means to have Avinu Shabashamayim, a father in Shemayim. This is an idea that we have to put into our bloodstream and internalize. Because even the goyim recognize it. You know, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Yutessim and Aleph brings down Be'esrin utaman yobei osas besurta tavsal yudoi dilo yidun me'eraisa shegozra malchus gozra shleyaska b'tayra. It brings down over there on the 28th of Adar, good news came to Klal Yisrael that they don't have to, no longer the decree of not learning Torah was removed, and also the decree Shlo Yamalos Bineyem and Sheichalo Shabbosis. There was a Roman decree at some specific time where the Romans decreed the Yidden can't learn Torah, the Yidden can't go ahead and do Bris Milah, and they have to be Mechal Shabbos, they can't be Shemesh Shabbos. Why these three things? So the Marsha speaks out, Moiridik. Bo levatel elu gimel mitzvahs. Their agenda was specifically these three mitzvahs. Why? She Yisrael muvdolim hevdil gadol min ha'amim. These are the three things that scream out loud the difference of a yid and a goy, and that's what they wanted to get rid of and made a decree against. But Torah is only for yidden. Shabbos, Milo, these are pasuk writes beferish. Ois he beini uveinechem. It's a bris between me and Klal Yisrael. These three things specifically was decreed because the goyim couldn't take the fact that yidden are special. A yid's not just Jewish and has a Jewish religion, but the yid is internally different with his neshama. And the Torah, the Bris Milah, the Shabbos brings this out, and that's why they decreed against it. This is the Bereishis, that the whole world be'etzem, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikra Reishis, was created for Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, b'shvil Torah, shenikra Reishis. And the emes is, this is what Chanukah is about. The Yontav of Chanukah next week, there's so much to talk about. But we should understand in one nekuda that needs to be discussed is this nekuda about Chanukah. This is mamish the nekuda of what the decree of Chanukah was about. They didn't want to go kill the Yidden. They weren't looking to kill everybody. They didn't want to wipe us off the face of the earth. That's not what was going on. What they want, they wanted the Yidden to realize you're not special. You're not connected and different than us. You're just like us, no different. And in Mela, it was this Nikuda where they came and made decrees, and it's brought down how they decreed that you have to write Al Keren Hashor, on the horn of Al Shor, Ein loy chelik b'Hashem l'kai mimal. I have no chelik and part with Hashem. I'm not part of Hashem. Every Yid had to go ahead, and it says in the Rambam brings down in the Geras Taimon, they even had to write on their shirts, Yichtav kolachem Yisrael Vusher, on your shirt itself, you had to write, Ein loy chelik b'Hashem l'kai mimal, which means the Yid could live, but don't be directly connected to Hashem. A Yid shouldn't have a direct line. Don't recognize your neshama. Don't recognize your chelik and the kaimim mal that's inside you. Don't think you control the whole Bria. This godliness that was in a Yid is what the Yevonim in Chanukah wanted to fight. And the Maral Grada explains that why specifically on Keren Hashor, on the horn of Hashor, he says because they wanted you to realize that once you guys did the Chet HaEgel, the Yevonim wanted to give over the message, you're not the chosen people anymore. Everything changed at that point. And that's why they specifically picked Hashor to remember the Chet HaEgel. But of course, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, like we know, even though there was a Chet HaEgel, but Klal Yisrael Baruch Hashem afterwards got the second set of luchais, and there was a forgiveness, and Klal Yisrael moved on, and of course was still the chosen nation. But it's this point that the Yevonim couldn't stand for. This was the decree of Chanukah, and it's this message that we're learning now of what it means that a Yid has a neshama. And the emphasis I want to add, although we're short on time, you know, the Moir Dika Pnei Yeshua. In the Gemara Shabbos and Chof Aleph, by the story of Chanukah, we all know the actual story of the Nes happened with the Pach Shemen. The Baruch Hashem made a miracle, a little bit, could light for 8 days. And the Pnei Yeshua asked the famous question, Yesh L'tamaya, Kol Tzayrach HaNes Lama. Why is the Baruch Hashem matriach himself to make a miracle if Tumor is Hutra B'tzibur? Halachically, Tumor B'tzibur is Mutter. So they have a right, Yecholam Lahabdik, Hashem and Tomei. Go light with the Tomei Dik Hashem. What's the big deal? Only had a drop of Torah Dik Hashem? Doesn't matter. Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. Why is the Rebbeinu Shel performing a grace and nace for them? Zok the Pnei Yeshua, Moira Dik words. Nira de Iker HaNeis Loit Nase. The whole purpose of the nace was there only Lohidia Lahem, to let every Yid know. Chibas Hamokoim Aleihem, the love that Hashem has for every Yid. That's the message why the Rebbeinu Shel performed the Nes that really wasn't necessary, because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. And the Rebbeinu Shel was giving over the message, like he writes after Zarichus, Nasa Nes Shu Edus LiYisrael. It's a testimony to every Yid Shashchina Shoiro Behem. That the Shekhinah rests on Klal Yisrael. Even in that Tekufa, even then when Klal Yisrael was slacking off, and that's why there was decrees. That's why the whole sorrow of Chanukah happened. But the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to know, Klal Yisrael, the Shekhinah is Shaira. The Rabbeinu Shalom still has his love for Klal Yisrael. And that was why the Rabbeinu Shalom performed the Nes. Now, I saw Murray de Kamaisa about Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Zatzal, who was recently Nifter, Abitzchak Ezrachi Shlita's brother. He was about to undergo a very serious surgery, and the doctors were uncertain if Baruch Mordechai would survive this surgery or not. And all the doctors gathered around, you know, before he was going in, so they were busy, you know, preparing, making the last things that have to be done before they do the surgery. And Baruch Mordechai said, everybody, 1 second. I want you all to know, if I don't make it through, it's not your fault. Everything is from Hashem. Don't feel bad. This is what he told all the doctors that were standing around there. And they were very touched, obviously, by his tremendous sincerity, how he said, you know, it's okay, don't feel bad. But then he added, and if it's successful, and I come out of surgery, I want you to also remember it's also from Hashem. It means the same way you're not going to have the other way around, you're not going to feel bad because you know it's from Hashem. Even the success, you have to know it's from Hashem. And this is something that only Neshama Dika Yidin, Yidin that have the Shechina, can have such clarity and understand with such certainty this reality. And it's something we have to think about in our own lives. Altsus from Bari Eilam. We have to realize things all happen with Hashem, from Hashem. We're Neshama Dika people. I heard this maisa from a yid named Shlomo Landau. He said he heard this maisa firsthand. It's a true story that recently just happened. When they were fighting the ground war in Gaza, so there was a special group of elite forces that had a very tough morning in the ground war. And after many, many hours of intense fighting, they decided they needed to sit down and eat a meal. They were starving at that point already. So you can imagine they sit down to have a sandwich. But when you're in Gaza and you're in such a tense situation, there's one finger on this trigger and one finger on the sandwich. That's how they're sitting and eating. And they're sitting there as a group eating. And all of a sudden they hear gunshots. And they immediately jump up and they start surveying the area. And they realize that one soldier accidentally eating a sandwich, when he's squeezing his sandwich, he must have squeezed the trigger also. And it was one of their people that shot out the bullet. So they decided they better go check and survey the scene to see where the bullet, where it went and what happened. They walked only a few hundred meters and they found an opening, an entrance to a new tunnel that they didn't discover yet. And coming out of the entrance of the tunnel, halfway out, was an Arab terrorist, totally loaded, with the RPG aimed straight at their group, climbing out. And he was dead with this bullet between his eyes. What he thought he accidentally pressed the trigger, and he thought he accidentally shot, the Rabbeinu Shloimeh made it, that bullet went ahead and killed this terrorist coming out to get them. This is a true maisa that he heard firsthand. Is that not a Shoyme Yisrael? Shoyme Goy Kadosh? Shoyme Goy Echad? You know what it means to be a Yid with a Neshama? What it means to have Avinu Shabashamayim watching and taking care of every Yid? You know what it means to be connected? We have to realize what it means that we're walking with Neshamas. What it means that we're a Yid. It's not just a religion. It's a connection to the whole Bria. Tenu Oiz Elikim, we control it all. And the emes is, when you understand this Yisoid, Now you can understand the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. You know, when they had this Meridika gathering in Washington, pro-Israel, about a week ago, so close to 300,000 Yidden got together to do a shtablus with the government for pro-Israel demonstration. They overheard a police officer saying to his colleague, I received a career's worth of thank yous all in one day today. Could you imagine? Here's a guy and admitting that he just got himself a career's worth of thank yous from that one demonstration. Unbelievable. Mika Amcha Yisrael. What it means, the Yidden. What it means to be a Yid with a Neshama. We have to realize what we're part of, what it means, Klal Yisrael. And with this, you understand also the tremendous achdus that Klal Yisrael has. The achdus is coming out in tremendous ways now. But more so, you have to realize, you know, the tremendous devastation that happened on Simchas Torah from Gaza. It was all kemat irreligious kibbutzim, irreligious people. And even the hostages coming back are irreligious people coming back. And yet, every yid is so besimcha and so excited, mamash, like it's your own brother. Because every yid realizes and feels that it is his own brother. They might be religious, but we're all part of the same father in Shemayim. They also have a neshama. So they're not keeping anything. They don't know better, most of them. And even if they do know better, but they still have a neshama. And they're still connected. And they're our brothers, and we all feel it. And it's moiridik, you understand what it means, the achdus. With this yisoid, that what it means that we all have neshamas and have connection. We're all together, bonim atem, l'shem elokeichem. And this brings out the tremendous havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. The difference between a goy and a yid. You know, just the other day, in the West Bank, the Arabs went ahead and hung two Palestinians. They not only hung these two Palestinians, these Palestinians were accused of giving information to the Israelis. But not only did they hang these two Palestinians in the public square, afterwards they ripped down the bodies and they dragged them all through the streets and they mamish mutilated the bodies and then they took the bodies and threw them over some government walls to the government building or whatever it was. And it's something that it blows your mind. I mean, they might have done a bad crime in their eyes, but it's your people. What are you thinking? The terrorist is by a goy, it's not your people. And this is mamish, you see the havdolo ben Yisroel la'amim, how different a yid is than a goy. By a yid, even the worst crime a yid could do, you go through all the gemaras and the mishnayos, the worst crime a yid would do, there's still kavod ames, there's still respect for the individual, even when we have to punish him. We're all brothers. He still has an neshama. He's a yid. The Havdalah ben Yisroel la'amim is like we say in Havdalah Friday, Matzah Shabbos. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Echol ben Yisroel la'amim, we say Be'or L'Choshech. The same way darkness and light are opposites. They have no relation, dark and light. Yisroel la'amim is like that too. We're not just all on the same city bus. Catholics keep their thing and the Jews keep their thing. And the Christians keep their thing. Yisroel la'amim is day and night, dark and light. A yid and a goy are worlds apart, two different breeds. We have a neshama, and that makes us a whole different entity. No shaykhes to what a goy is. No shaykhes to that whole breed. And this is something you see. You know, I saw a Moridik sign. You know, on all these college campuses, they're all so busy pro-Palestinian, siding with the Palestinians. The Jews have to be wiped off the map, destroy Israel. The Jews are killing babies and all these crazy things and crazy ideas. So someone hung up a sign. That's a real sign that was hanging on a pole. Naive college students needed to serve as human shields for ongoing terror campaign. Means they're looking. Now we're hiring the naive college students that are looking to serve as human shields for ongoing terror campaign. No experience, skills, or intelligence needed. Foreign travel required. And it's a moridik point to put them in their place. Anybody who has any understanding of what it means to be a human being understands how far off they are in their understanding, in their theology, what they're doing, what they want. And we have to realize the pride of what it means to be a yid, who we are, and understand what we stand for. It's very late. I just want to end One last point. We'll end with this point. That a yid has to realize, when you have a neshama, you're so directly connected to the Borei Olam that I saw from the Chassam Sofer in Parsha Shoftim, he writes, he says, "Kamoi sheyesh machlo refuah beivori aguf." The same way at times a person can have a disease in his body, yesh gam kein cholo refuah benaf minishama. There's such a thing as a disease in the neshama. Dehainu pa'amim yavoi b'leiv ha'adam. A person at times enters his heart, dover tamo upelo v'safik. You have some doubt. Hein b'limud, hein b'inyin esbonis halei b'shar yediyas. Whether it's in learning, other ashkafis, yediyas. Ukadoy maloy, something similar. V'atmiyo v'asafik b'valvo b'daitoy. Hainu choyli leiv, that's mamash a sickness that you're having, experiencing. U'vaday leibol yodli dover kush yezu. Says the Chassam Sofer, when such a thing, you experience such an idea, he says, there's no question that such a thing happened from the Rabbeinu Shalom directly, that he wants you, lachshav oid luzbeinim, v'lachkor besich loyoid, ad sheyagil adav se'inyin adobar al-nochoin, until you get the understanding, v'lahasik inyin yoysegod of amok, until you get the understanding, if the Rebbeinu Shem didn't have an agenda for you to reach the clarity, you wouldn't have let the suffix come into your mind. And he never got an answer. But a yid is so directly connected. How when a yid experiences a thought in his mind of question, of unclarity, whatever it is, that also, says the Chassam Sofer, it's from the Rebbeinu Shloim. He wants you to grow to the next level, next madrega. And he puts this uncertainty in your mind for you to iron it out, for you to steig and get clarity and grow to another madrega. That also is from the Rebbeinu Shloim. This is a gewaldig yisoid. We're out of time, but we should realize that as everything's going on in the world, what's screaming out loud from all the current events, and what's screaming out loud from the whole Nes of Chanukah, which is coming up, Ezer Hashem, around the corner, is for a Yid to realize and appreciate what it means to be a Yid, what it means that we have a Neshama, and it's a responsibility that we all carry individually, all day, 24/7, tamid, kol rega, like the lashon was used. Every moment of our day, we make a difference. How we go ahead and act in our maisim, our dibur, our machshava, every moment of our day, because we have a neshama, it makes a difference, it makes hashpois, it makes repercussions. And the Rebbeinu Shlom shall help us internalize this yisoid, and be'ezer Hashem will bring down the right hashpois for the geula shleima v'mehira v'yameinu, amen.